like is that you saw space politics and that you were like, we can talk about San Francisco. And I feel like those things are related somehow.
Space politics is totally canceled. Space politics. We could probably work that way into that. Ready? Yeah. Cheers.
Hey, everyone.
It's Sock. I should probably check the route for the best route.
Too late. Shit. Did we ever go a different route?
Yeah.
When have we gone a different route?
I take Wadsworth now every time.
What?
Based
home?
On both ways.
Oh, really?
I look at the traffic.
We haven't gone on Wadsworth together yet.
We did last time.
No.
Well, no. Then guess we're going on an adventure today.
Hells to the yes.
All right, everybody. This is Sid Sock, spitting in the stream of consciousness. And this is Kendrick, everybody.
And this is Kyle, gravelly voice Kyle.
Gravelly voice getting Kyle, over, gravelly voice Kendrick.
Cold.
I am also getting cold, so I'm going to start talking like a smooth talking radio DJ.
I thought you said chalking, and I was like, yeah, okay, chalk's pretty smooth, I guess.
Chalking like a gritty piece of chalk.
Like drawing on the street, and just hopping over you.
Your way in things like chalk. So, I just got to come back from San Francisco, and I should say, I complain and bitched a lot, but I really should step back a little bit here. My opinion on cities tends to be somewhat negative.
And a dog on the street.
What's that dog doing over there?
Your opinion of cities?
It tends to be pretty bad. I'm not a huge fan of cities. I like them.
Like, when you say city, you just mean like downtown Denver? Or do you mean, like any place? Like, yeah, I really hate Laramie. It's really a small town, but yeah, it's really fucked up.
I would say high rises.
Okay. Like, when you think of a city, what do you think of?
When I say a city, I mean, Denver is probably about the... Denver is like, it's a city, right? But it's not the same thing. It's heavily... It's mostly suburbs. The downtown area is pretty minimal. Population is under 1 million, I think, for actual metro. Yeah.
Chicago?
Yeah. Chicago... I've never been to Chicago. I've never been to New York. I've been to L.A., which is like a city, but that's more just like a sprawling... whenever you talk about orc, like, dwellings or, like, inhabitations...
40K orcs, right?
Yeah, 40K orcs.
Because I didn't want to get confused because... In real time, Warcraft is coming out this weekend, and I didn't want to, I don't want to confuse.
Specify.
I don't want to touch the
orcs.
Cross the streams.
40K orcs.
Okay. The Wog.
So many orcs. When I think about their places, or like the Hive Cities we talked about, where everyone's living on top of each other, I immediately think of Los Angeles.
Okay.
And not even, in all honesty, Los Angeles, not even
it's
thinking
not,
of humans.
It's like a sprawl, though. Yeah, it goes forever.
That's what I mean. Like, okay. It's just it's not even like a city. Yeah. And that's a different feel for me. I have a different feeling about
Chicago,
Los Angeles.
Chicago and New York and Los Angeles are all different types of cities. Almost.
Yeah, and that's so I've never been to New York or Chicago. I have never had a reason to. And so I feel like if I just went to go, I'd be pissed off. I've mostly been to, a few cities. I've traveled... A little bit. So I've been to Seattle, I've been to Vancouver, I've been to Charlotte, but that wasn't there for very long. I've been to European cities.
Some of these cities are like cities that like you kind of forget the state exists because the city's so big. Like Chicago. You're like, yeah. Chicago is the reason you go to Illinois most of the time.
Yeah, there's not much, unless you're right? From Illinois.
Yeah, I guess, and then I don't care about you. But
I mean, you're not going to, what's the other one?
I don't even know. To be honest right now, I can't even name another.
Yeah, that's a little early for me still. But no, the whole point I'm trying to make here is like I'm not like rah 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 cities are the bomb diggity. They're neat.
You being an old person?
Right? No, I didn't trust that car because a lot of people punch it when they hit that.
Punch it, Chewy.
I didn't want to get punched. It's fine because I'm also gonna punch it.
Drinks up, kids. Punching. The punching has happened.
Yeah, it's okay. He's gotta do it. Gotta get in it to win it, bro. So
Kendrick doesn't like cities, basically.
I'm not a huge fan. I like that there's neat stuff and that there's places around, but I get claustrophobic and too many people.
Yeah.
Like they're just everywhere and they're all on top of each other, like swarming ants.
Yeah.
That wears on me.
That's what I noticed about going to Chicago. We went to the Pitchfork Music Festival a few years ago and like people don't mind touching you. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people in Colorado in crowds are different than people in Chicago in crowds. Yes. Like, it is drastic because people in Chicago crowds don't mind just, like, rubbing up against you and moving through tight, packed areas.
Yeah.
And I prefer moving like that. But people in Colorado, like, will be like, oh, I'm within 2 inches of you. Like, I need to give you some more space, which is, like, weird. It's a weird crowd mentality that's different.
Yeah. It's because we have space out here. So if you're touching someone here, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. That's fair.
I mean, our... Hey, think about navigating through downtown Denver. What's the narrowest alley you've ever seen? Like, 10 feet across?
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And I used to go through places in Edinburgh where it was like a 4-foot gap between buildings that you'd slip through to get around this one spot.
Oh, like, wow.
That's like, cool. So it's, yeah, but...
But claustrophobic.
Different kind of attitude. Okay. And so...
So... Yeah. You don't like cities, and that made you go into San Francisco.
I'm not a tremendous fan. I've been... My opinions on San Francisco are mixed. It seems to have a lot of neat stuff going on. People are always talking about it. But whenever I'm there, I just see a shithole. That's mostly because when I go to San Francisco, I tend to end up every time, inevitably, in a place called the Tenderloin.
So you're not going to the parts of San Francisco where people are farting into wine glasses and smelling their own farts?
Well, there's...
Or is that all of San Francisco?
There were people fighting into wine glasses, but it was a box wine, and that's because they're crazy. The homeless people in San Francisco are a whole other level, like, from Denver homeless people. They're connoisseurs of their art, sir.
If you know the Tenderloin exists, and you know you don't like going there, how do you always end up there?
That's where our hotel was.
No.
And then our hotel was in one part of it, and then the convention area that we were at was in the other part of it. So we had to walk through for about 30 minutes every day each way through. It's not like Compton sketchy or like, you know, those counties in Chicago sketchy. People say it's scary, but they're just homeless people. I mean, they've got nothing to lose, and I guess there's been attacks there, but... Whatever, I mean, there's attacks. It happens. But for it was like, as long as if you're alone, yeah, maybe don't go there. But we were all in groups of two or three, and I'm not a small man, and it's just a bunch of fucking people, like, all around. We're walking by this one guy who, he was fully clothed. He was wearing clothes, but his pants were completely blown out in the ass, and, like, back of his legs, his ass and the back of his legs just hanging out. He just kept walking, and he looked at him like, well, you put those on, so that's something.
You get points for trying.
But he happened to be going the exact same way we were going, at the same speed we were going, so it was just like, Tanny.
So, like, how did you guys manage to get a hotel in the shitty part, and then, like...
Oh, no one ever pays attention to that shit.
Okay.
Hotels. The place was booked up, so...
That's what I was like, when we went to New Jersey, I was like, I better find a fucking hotel that's not in some... stupid ass part of New Jersey, because I was like, I don't want to be having to walk like through some horrible shit or whatever.
Yeah.
And we managed to find a decent hotel, but I was glad. But I try to always pay attention to that shit.
I didn't pick the hotel.
That's fair. I mean, I'm sure you have care about, yeah, those kind of logistics.
I actually don't mind much, like, as long as it's not Compton.
Well, yeah, but like, there is certain parts like that you may not know until you go there.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, fuck.
Well, I think Tenderloin's probably the worst point, the worst place in San Francisco.
Okay, so you don't really get the kind of normal, or you don't get that kind of crazy, like, gang violence.
No, that's called Oakland, near as I can tell. So there might be a few places like that, but I don't think that there'd be a tech center.
Yeah,
not like a tech conference next to it, right?
So there's just a tech conference.
I wouldn't accidentally. Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, they wouldn't hold the next, you know, tech conference in Compton. They wouldn't. They wouldn't do that because you'd get shot.
Yeah,
but. So, you know, my...
I need to get cut off. Oh, wow. Oh, wow, that person was really nice.
Yeah. He probably could have done it, but... yeah, I mean, I don't know, I could have had more fun there. And we did have some fun. We did some things, but the event was poorly run. It was the first time they'd run it, so it was...
Yeah, you got like, first con,
yeah,
like, stuff going on.
And it was like, the facilities weren't really big enough, and... This is something San Francisco has been struggling with lately, is the entire area, and this is, for me again, that's the whole city, he said with air quotes, because I never left that area, because we never had enough time to really go very far.
Okay.
We had one spot later, but it was like 10 o'clock at night, and it was like, you want to get an Uber for a half hour to go over there for a drink and come back, and then go back to the Tenderloin? No, I'm just stay here. Fuck it, we found a bar that was decent enough. Stayed there. But
it served alcohol. That was what was decent about it.
Yeah. There weren't any homeless people in there, so... it's difficult not to conflate that with the whole city. But the thing about the Tenderloin that's a problem, and it's actually a problem in the city, this is a known problem in San Francisco, is you know how when you're walking around downtown, and other cities have this too sometimes, and you just get, kind of get a whiff of piss, and you're like, oh, piss. And then all of a sudden, oh, no, back to city again, right? Back to the general city smell. It was like that, but constant.
Like there was no,
urine.
Like, back
it was
then.
Never not urine. Anytime I was outside, it smelled like piss. 100% of the time. So it's like, nice sea breeze and piss. Well, there's a florist and piss. Well, there's pizza nearby and piss. It was just piss. And that just wears on my patience. I wasn't there long enough to get acclimatized. So
like
I was just
all of San Francisco?
All of the area we were in.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, okay. Even the convention center and stuff?
Well, once you got outside, yes.
That's disgusting.
Yes. It was just, like, made it a little bit unfun. Just across the board.
So...
And, like, we have panhandlers, you know, and people who try to talk to you and whatnot. They got, like, crazy screamers that, like, jump on things. And it's like, wow, that guy's just... He's just kicking parking meters. Okay.
Oh, really? Like,
yeah.
Like crazy homeless people?
Yeah. And, like, yeah. Running across the street. And it's like, oh,
they weren't, fucking with you guys, but they were just, like, being crazy?
They didn't fuck with us because we were... For mostly, it was two... Okay, so it was me...
Just because of bigger groups.
I'm a big dude... It was with another big dude.
Jojo Fresh was there.
I was, yeah. B-Dog. Not a big dude, but I wouldn't fuck with him.
He looks kind of psychotic.
Yeah.
And no then, offense. No offense, B.
And then,
What are you turning? Where are you turning to?
That's not a turn lane.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting away from that person who's not aware of what they're doing.
Follow street signs, people. As a side, a quick aside, if you can't turn left, don't, because you might cause an accident.
You'll probably die.
But you had enough
Anywho.
People to scare
yeah.
away
well,
home,
and,
basically
and then we
to
had,
keep a homeless barrier.
We had G-Money there as well. So he...
Oh, yeah. He went?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was only two guys from your team.
No, it was four.
Okay. Are you considering
Depending
JoJo
you can,
from your
whether
team?
Whether you consider JoJo Fresh to be from our team. I do. Mm. Just because it's confusing otherwise. I mean, but yeah. So we were always walking in groups of... Of us, so it wasn't like we were an easy target. so we didn't have like anyone.
Anything's an easy target for a crazy homeless
person. Well,
we
had people talk to us, but I think we put off enough of a like
don't
those
fuck
guys.
With us,
not even don't fuck with them, but those guys are bigger. Like
now, I'm just imagining you guys walking down the street like to like Cashmere, just like
yeah. No, it was definitely not that. We were lame nerds, but I don't know. So that whole area was. I mean, it was very frustrating because. I don't know, like, there's some crazy homeless people, like, they're crazy, and I don't know how much of them are dangerous, necessarily, so much as that's just where a dangerous element can hide.
We're, like, in the unexpected
yeah,
of humanity, like, that's what terrifies me about, yeah, okay, yeah.
So it's not like they're all dangerous, it's just that if there's a dangerous one, he looks the same as the other ones. that's the thing, right?
Yeah, that's,
and
that's,
so
yeah.
I actually tend to, I just kind of go from the assumption that homeless people aren't dangerous, and then go from there. But I don't let them, you know, like, I'm not going to go hug them, right? I'm not waving around money.
Yeah.
But it was kind of a sour experience. And it was one of those things where it's like, well, we were talking at length about it and what, you know, to
Who?
Do about it.
Oh, the people, like,
yeah.
In that
our small group was talking at length about what, you know, about it. And it was one of those things where it's like, well... They've tried. They've done things. They're doing things, but there doesn't seem to be making an impact. And then it became a question of whether some people wish to live that way. Like, some of those people maybe choose that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, they choose not to do anything that would get them out of that lifestyle.
Yeah, no.
When presented with an opportunity.
Like, you can't help someone who doesn't want to help themselves type
yeah.
of thing. Like, you can throw as much money or, like, help in a situation as you want, but... Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, what would be the motivation to, like, live that way?
Freedom.
What kind of freedom, though? Because you're not really that
crazy
free.
Freedom.
I mean, you can still get arrested.
Yeah.
Just ignoring the fact that you can. The thing is,
I would say that it's deranged. I mean, they're kind of broken, right?
Yeah.
Those people who don't want help. There were plenty of people that were just sitting there, like, fucked.
Like, man, I wish I was not in this situation.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of people that are made homeless because of the impossibly high rents.
So do you think that those two different types of people that you observed are... every time we drive this route, I see more game stores, and I'm like, fucking crazy. Christ, like, where are these game stores?
Man? This is Game Row. Bro.
Okay. Yeah, because, like, Black and Red was over there. But, like, so I feel like the homeless people in Denver tend to take on more of that, like, ladder vibe, where it's just like, God damn it, I wish I wasn't homeless. Like, or I'm here and I'm not being crazy because, like, it's not really...
Yeah.
I'm not as... Do you think that deranged mentality follows the people who are, like, kicking over parking meters and stuff?
I think that we've got fewer crazy homeless people.
At least down in Denver. I don't know. We can't speak to other places.
But. Yeah. I would say that California enjoys a special status as a destination where people move there to make it big. San Francisco and LA both have that sort of characteristic. Like, lots of people move there to, you know, find their fortune. Well, they move there and find the highest property prices in the fucking world, the worst job market in the country, and then end up getting stuck there. And I think that also draws in a lot of crazies, just in general, or it makes crazies. I can't decide. Right? If that makes people go crazy.
It's just like the people who are already following that hot superstar mentality are kind of already just a little bit deranged where they're like,
Or if it just makes them that way. I don't know. But Denver doesn't have that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Denver and be...
Well, because Denver's allure is something different. It's...
There's not that much here. We don't have as many...
But, like, you know, like everybody's talking about moving to Denver, moving to Colorado. Like, even
now, I think part of it...
said he wants to move to Castle Rock or something like that.
You know, I actually was talking to a bartender in San Francisco about moving to Colorado. And when he said it, I was talking to him. I wasn't going to be a dick and be like, stay the fuck out! Because that's just rude. But, I mean, I wanted to say that, but he controlled my alcohol.
Yeah.
So... Thou shalt not fuck with
heat. Was he like a guy that you were like, I wouldn't want to see that guy in my neighborhood?
He's a nice guy. He was a really great bartender, actually. He was super cheerful. We were joking about, G-Money asked about what kind of tonic water he had. He said, it comes out of the thing. And he said, no, I mean, it's organic, gluten-free.
Is this the bartender in the Tenderloin that you guys found that bar in?
Yeah. Okay. It was organic, gluten-free, artisanal tonic water.
Which is just, you could say that about almost any water.
Well, I mean, it's gluten-free.
I
asked him, where would you put the gluten in? And he just, like, shrugged, like, I don't know, but it's definitely not in there. It's like, fair. Fair. But, no, he was a fun guy. We ended up chatting for a while, and he was from North Carolina, and he had been in the Marines, and he had moved out to San Francisco and was living there for about 5 years, but he was getting sick of it. He wanted to get out of it, and so to get out of it and go somewhere peaceful and quiet and not crazy is Denver. That's where people go because we have this reputation of being laid back and cool and not like full of crazy people like San Francisco or full of all the buzz and hubbub of other places. It's sort of a mellow, chill place to live.
Okay, yeah, I guess I gotta agree with that. I mean, I don't typically think of Colorado as a fucking nutso place, like. Usually the things that happen here are pretty calm and collected.
Yeah.
The groups that I interact with in Colorado are groups that I don't see representing other aspects of, or pertain, like, having other aspects of groups that are in other places, like, that I see a lot of on the internet, like, people like, these people are horrible, and I'm like, oh, like, Damers in Colorado are pretty nice. I mean,
yeah, overall, people are pretty chill here, laid back, stoned most of the time, so that helps. But no, I mean, so...
Coming from two people who don't actually smoke weed that much.
Certainly I was stoned at the time. But, no, that was just sort of the... I think that's the reason people come out here. But I think that... I would say that a lot of the homeless people from San Francisco probably aren't from San Francisco. Mm. Originally.
It is hotter balloon time.
Huh?
See the hotter balloons every day.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that plane...
But I think that most of the homeless people in Denver are from Denver.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. So, like, maybe, like, foreign homeless people is where you get, like, that...
Like, you know, people travel. Mm. No one... I don't know. It's a tricky one as to what... I'm not sure what the answer is or what the cause is. I'm just trying to figure it out. Because it seems like our homeless people are a whole level of crazy below that. Like, they're not anywhere close to that level of crazy or that density of crazy. Like, there's so many fucking crazy people just walking around yelling stuff. It's like, wow. We did actually, this was kind of fun. There was one dude who looked And this is where there's also gradations, right? We say homeless as a generic term, but really we're talking about shabby, crazy-looking people on the street who look like they're having a bad time and aren't going anywhere, right? That's what it is. And you assume they're homeless because if they weren't homeless, they wouldn't be standing there. They'd be going somewhere, right? Either to or from their home. Because why would you stand there? It smells like piss here. Like,
that's fair.
So we're making assumptions, but I saw a disheveled-looking urban dude, older dude, sitting up, you know, leaning against the wall, and then a street rat-looking urban dude.
Like Aladdin?
Yeah, but a little more shitty.
Sounds fez.
And the young kid, punk kid, was like just tagging a garbage can. Just in broad daylight. Just sitting there mumbling something about tagging it. And then the older dude was like, hey brother, excuse me brother. You know, brother, what are you doing? Don't be doing that. Don't be doing that. That's not yours. The guy says, it's not yours either. He's like, oh. And he just, as all I heard from the vignette, but as I go, I just hear the guy start yelling louder and louder about how he's disrespecting property and like, this is a community. And you're like, yeah. And I'm sitting there like, yeah.
Yeah, like, go, you
way
guy.
To go, way to go, guy. Like, someone's got to do it.
Maybe that's what it is. Like, I mean, maybe you don't, like, it. Despite it smelling like piss, that's the whole idea, right? Is you have a community of
and
people.
That's the thing, is that at least that guy had some kind of pride in his community. Mm-hmm. Something. And I'd like to think if he saw someone pissing on the wall or taking a shit on the ground, that he would also probably like, hey man, don't be doing that. But you need more of those guys, right? More people that respect
the
place they live in.
Like the paint on the walls that reflects your piss back at you.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Tenderloin area.
Maybe that's why it smells like.
No, that was not one of the areas. They only did it on like 9 walls. It was an experiment.
It just puddles up on the ground now. It doesn't evaporate. It's just.
I think they were coating. I don't know what they were coating with it, but it definitely wasn't this area because there were also like rivulets you walked through that were like, I don't want to step in that. But that's where, like that, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence, because the other thing, too, is we have panhandlers here that there's a problem in Colorado, at least, where panhandlers are not actually, like, homeless people. That happens, and the amount that it happens, the extent that it happens, is not something that's well known, but it does happen where there are people who are not, they'll put on dirty clothes and pretend to be disadvantaged people. And they'll have their pitiful signs and then collect money. And if you pick the right corner, you can make a couple $100 a day.
Yeah.
And so.
I don't know where that started, but I remember hearing about it first from Colorado. Like, I think.
I've encountered people doing it here. I've heard stories of it. I don't know what level it's prevalent. I saw something once in my own peepers, which was I was at an RTD. Just in my pants.
So you were in an RTD and you saw a guy.
I was picking up somebody, and I saw three people sitting at the back of a decent car, like maybe a Lexus, not unlike the one I'm driving now. And they were changing clothes. They were changing. I remember they were partially wearing shabby clothes and changing. And all I remember seeing as I drove past was they were putting on. Expensive looking wristwatches, or taking off expensive looking wristwatches. I couldn't tell what direction they were going.
Yeah,
but they were converting from shabby looking people into non shabby looking people.
Okay,
and I looked at that and I was like, "That's weird. Why would you change? Why would you park in a free parking lot and change into shabby?" Oh,
that's why.
So I made an assumption there, and I'm standing by that assumption.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is something that's prevalent, like that rumor that is prevalent. I hear that from a lot of people from Colorado, that people who are panhandling aren't actually in need.
Some. They're,
like, not all of them, of course, sorry.
Yeah.
They didn't mean to imply that. But, like, I've never heard that. I don't think that that's a... I want to know if that's a thing other places. Like, if in other places, is they're like, well, I knew that I heard about this guy who was doing this type of thing, blah, blah, blah. Or if it's just a thing in Colorado, or if it's only exclusive to, like, certain states.
I don't know, but I can tell you that some of the people that we met in San Francisco were absolutely not faking it. They were crazy, definitely not doing all right. Yeah.
Yeah, like...
not even asking for money, just shambling around. Like...
So I guess that is the third type, right? That you have, like, the crazy homeless person, the person who just doesn't want to be homeless but is homeless, and then the panhandler, right? Like, even though that they're like...
And the other two may panhandle, but we've got those street corner panhandlers.
Like the professional panhandlers, or... I guess that's the... weird way to say it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it is. And I don't know, it's a tricky game because, like, shit happens. You get down on your luck. I heard a story about a fella who, I mean, he had a wife and kids and a business. Business tanked. The wife left him. So he had no money. Mm-hmm. He had no home because his wife left him and got the home for some reason.
So is it, you just telling me about a country song you heard or what?
Yeah, basically, right? But so the guy is broke.
Don't give us money, country music.
I'll take money from country music. There's a tear in my beer and...
Dude, Kendrick just wrote a country song.
It's not. That's actually... That's an old
Hank Williams. Our next episode is going to be like song. Just that song.
It's
like
an old Hank Williams song.
No.
Yeah, see, we're at a point now where you can just reuse old Hank Williams. I was like, that's a really nice new country. And I was like, yep, you guys are so far away from the...
Ding.
The old... Anyway. So, that guy was homeless, but he was... And he was homeless and couldn't get a job because he had owned his own business and now didn't have an address and couldn't find anywhere. And it was like, he was a perfectly reasonable person, but he got pushed. He got fucked by a series of unfortunate, like, life events. And he couldn't get his shit together. And I think eventually he got out of it, but it was like, that's a character. That's a person that's in that spot. He doesn't want to be there. He doesn't even want people's money. Like... That's the kind of guy who he'd be on the street, but he wouldn't even be panhandling because he doesn't want charity because he's maybe too proud for it, but it's not his thing. His thing is, I got to figure out the fuck I'm doing with my life because mm-hmm. I can't get out of this.
Those are the ones that are sitting there thinking, like, what the fuck do I do?
Yeah, and you walk past those people, and I don't think we have quite as many of those in Denver, but the ones that are just sitting there just staring, like, what happened to me? And how do I make it go away?
Yeah.
Like, so those are the people that you can help. With a system, right?
So, you know, when you give money to people, make sure you ask for their life story.
No, I mean, like, that's where a shelter or a thing can help. Where, like, you take that guy and you give him a place he can stay and an address he can use to apply for stuff. Like, a place he can get mail.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. Like,
right?
Having no address makes it incredibly difficult to do anything.
And give him access to a computer where he can sign up for email accounts or whatever. Like, that's a guy you can fix. You can, or at least offer the branch to help him get his shit together.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one that's you know, easily solvable with a few $100, $1,000 maybe in resources allocated specifically to him if you had a reasonable framework. But then the guy with the pants blown out running around screaming about something probably needs more money to fix it. And I'm just using money as an example of this.
Yeah. Did the guy with the pants blown out have underwear on?
I don't know. His shirt hung over, and I didn't really stare more than that.
You're just like, pants went out, not looking again.
That's my thing.
Like, when you, like, in a bathroom.
B-Dog like, kept looking for things.
A bathroom with someone, like someone kind of naked, and you, like, see their dick real quick, and you, like, look away, and you're like, I really kind of want to look at it more, but I shouldn't, like, because it's going to make it awkward.
Oh, there was a lot of dick. We saw
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
People just pissed in the street, man. You see what you see.
So they need to cover San Francisco in that, or like hydrophobic material.
Just cover the homeless people. Just
spray it over the whole entire state. Like, be like, everybody, like, go inside today.
Those fire flame retardant bombers, like when they do forest fires.
Yeah. Well, folks, we're coming upon the end of our homeless discussion.
So I don't really know where that went, except I suppose I'm not a big fan of San Francisco. I'd like to go somewhere nice in San Francisco for once.
And see if it's, like, any different, if it's like
this. Every time I talk to people, like, yeah, you gotta go here, you gotta go there. It's like, they don't hold tech conferences there, so I don't.
And I don't have any inclination to go there on my own.
Because now all I know is the Tenderloin. I'm getting real good at it, though.
All right, everyone. Well, I hope you enjoyed our journey about homeless people.
Yeah, next time we'll have a little more shit to talk about, I guess.
Maybe. I think this is the point. We're spitting in the stream of consciousness. We're peeing in it today, because we're
homeless. We are actually pissing in the stream of consciousness, so... Way to call back to the original.
I'm Kyle.
And I am Kendrick.
He thinks.
I am hitting the save button.